Aircheckdownloads.com.
How you doing? That's Oasis. This is Virgin Radio UK. That's Don't Look Back in Anger. Graeme Smith here, just after 2 in the morning. I'll warn you, all right? Okay. I'd never been in the studio until 5 minutes before I did this show. So this could be, potentially, quite interesting, couldn't it? I don't know what half these buttons do. I'm probably going to find out at some point, all right? I've got you Madness next, after The Killers on Virgin now. You sit there in your... Right, 2:18. Sunday morning, this is Virgin Radio across the UK. This is Graeme Smith here. How you doing? You're an embarrassment. 8, 12, 15, if you want to get in touch this morning. Something I want to talk to you about. First things first, right, this is my first show on Virgin Radio. I hope I find you well. I hope it's not too difficult or traumatic for you. Or for me. I'm enjoying myself so far, you know what I mean? I don't seem to have broken anything, but it did get me thinking, because before you do your first show on any radio station, you sat there before you go on air thinking, oh my God, what could go wrong? You know, I've been doing this job for years, but I'm sat there thinking of a list of things that could go wrong, and I'm hoping that they don't go wrong. So that's what I'm on at this time of the morning. So I'm on in the middle of the night, so that I can't really break anything. But what could potentially go wrong with me being between now and 6 a.m. in control of one of the largest radio stations in the country? There's a lot of power being left at my little ginger fingertips. I meant, you know, you gingerly touch things. My sweaty fingertips would be a better way of describing that one. So I'm looking for examples of what could possibly go wrong here. Do get in touch and let me know on 8, 12, 15 to soothe my nerves. It did get me thinking. This is what I want to know from you, mainly, for about the next half hour. Disastrous first days at work. Now, here's one example for you. I was trying to think of it like a mate's example of, like, they've gone in first day at work and burnt the place down or something like that. Imagine you were the captain of the good ship Titanic, yeah? And you're on your way to work. That would be probably a disastrous first day at work, wouldn't it? Now, hopefully, I'm not going to sink this radio station or lose all its listeners being on in the middle of the night on a Sunday morning. But you know, anything could happen. So I want to know, from your own experience, disastrous first days at work. Maybe you're a driver, you crashed into something, I don't know, but I really, really want you to get in touch with me this morning and share this with me, okay? 8 12 15 is my text number, or give me a buzz on when I work out where the phone is and how to use it, on 030 123 1215. It'd be good to hear from you. We can get to know each other, we can hold hands, okay? Right, Virgin Radio playing Plain White Tees now. Hey there, Delilah.
Hey there, Delilah. Oh.
Plain White Tees on Virgin Radio. I love how on my music log in front of me it says Plain White Tees NB. The name refers to plain white T-shirts. Just in case anybody was in any doubt there as to what a plain white tee actually was. Right, good morning to you. 2:24. My name is Graeme Smith. I'm new on this radio station. Anything could go wrong in this show, so the subject we're talking about for around about the first half hour or so is going to be the subject of disastrous first days. Thank you very much for the response I've had on this one, which is quite surprisingly quite heavy for the middle of the night. 8 12 15 is the text number. Call 030 123 1215 if you want to get in touch. Ricky drives a glass lorry and was allowed to reverse down a suburban street on his first day. Now, this has got disaster written all over it from the word go, hasn't it, really? This was last year, his first day. He pulled down some phone lines, someone's chimney was attached to the phone lines, and a bit of the house came down as well. He kept the job. You've got to let him off. It's his first day. It could happen to anyone. Gary in Barkingside says, you could have power failure like I did on my first night running a restaurant as well. That would be pretty bad if you're setting up some sort of swish restaurant on the first night. You can't cook any food and you're having to order takeout or something like that. That would be pretty bad too. Keep these coming in, all right? 8, 12, 15 is the text number. It's Talking Heads on Virgin. Once in a lifetime. Tell you what, our weekend lineup at the moment on Virgin Radio is pretty good. We've got JK and Joel, Saturday and Sunday mornings from 10 o'clock at the moment, livening up your weekend in the way that only Jason and Joel know how. And a new guy on Sunday nights, you'll have seen him. Remember the 11 o'clock show? And he has been on another radio station before. I was going to say he's an acquired taste. I love him. I think his show is absolute genius. Ian Lee, Sunday nights from 10 o'clock here on Virgin Radio. But Philip from Canada has just been in touch to say he absolutely hates Ian Lee. I'm sure it's just his unusual British sense of humour. So check it out. Just see where you fall on the do you hate Ian Lee, do you love Ian Lee divide. Either way, listen to the show. He's on, I was going to say tomorrow. tomorrow night. I mean tonight, because we're at two hours 30 minutes into Sunday now, aren't we? Ian Lee, with his unusual show, where he just takes calls. Sometimes people just make noises. It's listen to it. Seriously, you'll be glad you did. He's on tonight from 10 here on Virgin Radio UK, where I've got you Snow Patrol chasing cars next.
What will you be listening to this weekend?
Hello, I'm a very little person telling you that you can win tickets to the very big enemy, Big Gig, with JK and Joe tomorrow at 10.
JK and Joe, Saturday and Sunday mornings from 10.
I love how they used Joel's real voice in that promo as well. That's nice.
Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio. Newcheckdownloads.com.